Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show on 93 WIBC.
Longtime friend of the show, Christina from Hoagies and Hops, bringing us a little munchies here on a Thursday afternoon. Christina, we've known you for so long. Make sure and pull that right up to your mouth there.
There we go.
And I just love it. Would you consider yourself a mom and pop type of shop? Do you like that terminology?
I guess. I mean, I'm local, a small
long-time,
business.
Yeah, small yeah, business, I mean, long-time local owner, embedded in the community yeah. here. And it's just, I love Hoagies and Hops because I remember what you were going through during COVID, and you would come in here and say you guys were bending over backwards for these bureaucratic public health officials doing some,
That's a very nice way to put it. It's a lot nicer than what we would have said.
Right? It was definitely a tough time, but let me tell you, the aftermath has been harder with the price increases and everything like that. I've been hit harder now than I was during that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt the pressure afterwards more than I did during. Obviously stress, but I felt the number pain after.
But you're still a locally owned business, and you're still surviving.
Yep.
And you've been with us for a long time. We really appreciate it.
7 years I've been open.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. I think I used to go when you were at the other spot. It was closer to the station.
When I was on Norman Street.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're obviously from Philadelphia.
From outside. I'm from the burbs, from Montgomery County.
Yeah. What makes you say that, Nige? Because if you're watching on the YouTube stream, we've got an Eagle stocking hat. We've got an Eagle shirt.
Actually, this was given to me by your buddy Brian Alvey, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I came home right before Christmas, and I had this. I mean, granted, I have tons of Eagle stuff, but yeah.
And like, as an indie sports fan, I'm jealous of you because you got the Phillies in the World Series.
I know, this was a
you
great
got
year.
The Eagles in the Super Bowl. Like, meanwhile,
Penn State, well, you know, Rose Bowl. I mean, we did.
Meanwhile, are there Eagles fans in Indianapolis?
Heck, there are.
Okay.
So since I opened, I mean, I've met thousands of people, transplants, but every football game, like one of my biggest things when I moved up to the north side to Butler Tarkington and had my own location partner with Chili Water, was to have the NFL ticket, being able to show all the games. Everybody just wanted a place where they could all get together.
Philly friendly bar.
Yeah, so we were packed every day, every Sunday this past year. These playoff games, insane.
Imagine what the Super Bowl is going to be like.
It's going to be insane because when I was in the Super Bowl, not when I was in the Super Bowl, but when I was only 3 years in the business and the Eagles were in their Super Bowl and won, I mean, just as soon as the championship game was over, I was slammed. And I had people coming from Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky. People lined out the door the day before. I mean, the day of. It was crazy.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding Eagles fans get a little fired up. They tend to get a little carried away. Have you had any problems with the Eagles fans?
There hasn't been any problems. There's a few that get a little crazy, but they just walk out. And they kind of walk around the patio and then walk back in.
Yeah. Sure.
That guy just stabbed somebody. Hey, it's all right. They should have went for it on fourth down. I understand.
It can be intense. It can definitely be intense.
Is being a restaurant owner, a business owner, a small business owner, 24 hours a day, 7 day a week job for you?
Oh, my God. I sleep. I dream it. I mean, I really do.
Are you there every day? Are you on premise every day?
I'm sure you have good people under you. Yeah. So I've started actually over this past year. I have an amazing crew, and I've actually been able to hire some management so I can actually focus on growing. Like, I'm working on a food truck.
Have you been able
to
retain them?
I am there at least 5 days. My GM is amazing. Yes. Yep.
Restaurant owner that I've spoken with, it's like, yes, we'll hire people, but they're gone in a couple of weeks. The retention has been rough.
I take care of my staff. I take care of them before I take care of myself.
That's awesome.
And that's, you know, I didn't get into this business to become a rich girl. I got into it because I wanted to enjoy what I did on a daily basis and bring the love of this deliciousness to here.
And it's so authentic because you are Philly.
Yeah, the rolls are shipped in. So that is the number one thing. We use shaved ribeye, which is your number two thing. I only offer cheeses. Just today I had a guy walk in. Can I get pepper jack? No. No, no, no.
Cheese Whiz.
You don't. I only offer
Must
cheese.
Must be a
sugar.
Cowboys fan.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, that's just something a lot of the chains. I've gotten a lot of people thinking, "Oh, this is how you have a cheese." Like, no, this is not.
And how have you had to adjust? You mentioned price increases. Yeah. You survived the awful bureaucracy, the ridiculous lockdowns, and the public health mandates and things like that. You've come through it all, and you're still thriving. It seems like
things are great. I mean, the community, the neighborhood that we're in.
Yes.
Has been huge supporters. They got me through that whole entire time by using me for catering and every little thing. And I do a lot of dine to donate, so I always feel like what comes around goes around, what goes around comes around, or whatever saying is. But yeah, it's awesome.
So you got a big anniversary coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So I mean, I've been in business for 7, but I've been in the Butler Tarkenton neighborhood now. It'll be 4 years where we're partnering with Chili Water. Now their main location is in Fletcher Place, but they do have their tap room with me. And we call ourselves Philiapolis.
So you got cheesesteaks and beer going hand to hand right there.
Yeah. Genius. So we decided to do a collab, which we've done every year, and we call it the Philiapolis. Like I said, it's a blend of the two cities. And I actually I just had this beautiful mural put in that says Philiapolis too. It's really cool in the bar. But yeah, we're bringing out a Philiapolis blonde with a hint of chocolate in the back end of it.
Is this what we have?
Is that what I'm drinking right now?
That's exactly what you have right there.
I did taste the chocolate there in the back end.
And it's just on the back end. It's very subtle.
Good.
But it's nice and light. You know, I think it's 5.2. You know, easy drinking. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. We'll also have like a little open mic because we do live jazz every Thursday. So those guys
are going to. Live jazz?
Yeah. Well, we do it every Thursday
night.
And
that's amazing.
Those guys are actually going to come in tomorrow and just set up and people can come on in. And if they want to jump in and sing and.
Do people need to make a reservation if they want to come in Super Bowl or what?
So, like,
what's
Super
the deal?
Bowl,
I know you've got a charity thing going on.
What I'm doing, because I mean, people are ready to throw money at me on that day of the championship game,
and reserve
I said,
let me just
think, because this is not what I'm used to doing. And we're a small location. So what we're doing is, and I just put it out today because I've had people asking me every day what the plan is, but. I am going to be donating seat sales. So the reservations will be $20, but each seat, that donation is going to be going towards the Indy Steelers youth football program, which happens to be in our neighborhood.
Which obviously
needs, you know, I think just a little up in morale. I think it'll just be fantastic. And as I said before, you guys know I always do a lot of donations and things for the community. So to me, instead of me just taking the money, I know people are going to come in and enjoy themselves, but I'd rather give back at the same time. Now, you know, those that think they're going to want to order cheesesteaks, like say, oh, I want to order 20 cheesesteaks that morning and pick it up at 5. That's not happening. So you're going to be waiting in line with everybody else like you would in Philly, because I got that back in 2018. Oh, when can I order my individual hoagies? No, I'm not going to stop at 5 o'clock when I have a line out the door to make 20 cheesesteaks. Yeah. So it's going to be like you call right when you're about to come. We'll say, hey, it's a 45-hour wait, 2 hours, whatever.
Well, Sam, give us a little music here to say goodbye to our friend Christina. A little fly, Eagles fly
there
for you.
There it is. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you so much. Hoagies and Hops, awesome place doing awesome things for Indy. Christina, thank you. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.